suffering and martyrdom of the two sons of Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil, alayhis salam, Muhammad, who was 12 years old, and Ibrahim, who was only 10 years old, is heart-rending. There are two narrations about the youths. According to Qazwini, the young boys went to Kufa with their father, Hazrat Muslim, and were imprisoned after his martyrdom. On the other hand, Ali Nazari Munfarid and Sheikh Abbas Qumi have reported that they were with Imam Hussein alayhis salam in Karbala and were captured after the 10th of Muharram 61 AH. In both cases, they are reported to have been imprisoned in Kufa by the governor of Kufa, Ibn Ziyad. It is also narrated that after the martyrdom of Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil, the two sons went to Qazi Shure's house for shelter. But the Qazi, who was too afraid of Ibn Ziyad to help them, wanted to send them away. They were ultimately caught and put in prison. In the prison, they spent about 1 year under extreme hardships. Finally, when the jailer came to know that the youths were from the family of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he was distraught and begged for forgiveness. He decided to set them free at night. He also gave them some food and told them which route to take out of Kufa to reach Medina without being caught by Ibn Ziyad's soldiers. Although they were free now, their fate seemed doomed as many people were looking for them in return for a big reward from the ruler. They wandered around for a long time, but could not find their way out of Kufa. Overcome by thirst, hunger, and exhaustion, they finally stopped at a house and asked an old lady of the house to give them shelter for the night. On learning that they were from the family of the Prophet, the old lady promised to help them, but now she was worried that her son-in-law, Haris, who was a greedy man and a supporter of Ibn Ziyad, might harm them. Her fears came true. Haris could not believe his good luck that the boys that everybody was looking for were in his own house. Against the appeals of the lady, he bound their feet together and waited for the sun to rise. In the morning, he ordered his slave to take them to the Euphrates River and kill them. But when the slave came to know that the boys were from the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet Muhammad, he refused to obey. He was killed by Haris. It is narrated that Haris also killed his slave's fiance for trying to protect the boys. Now the two boys tried to persuade the evil man to spare their lives, but all their pleas fell on deaf ears. When they became certain of their impending murder, the two boys requested permission to offer their last salat, or prayers. After offering their prayers, Muhammad alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam looked up towards the heaven and prayed, "O thou alive, O thou wise, O who is the best of all the judges, thou judge us and him with justice." Haris killed the older youth first and then the younger one. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He then wrapped their heads in a cloth and took them to Ibn Ziyad, expecting 2,000 dirhams in bounty. Ibn Ziyad was angry at the man as he wanted the boys alive. He then ordered that this cruel man must be executed. Some people found two young bodies floating in the river. The bodies of Ibrahim and Muhammad were taken out and buried. Their tomb is situated beside the Euphrates at a place called Musayyib, about 10 miles from Karbala. It is visited by millions of pilgrims yearly on their way to Karbala, where the shrines of Imam Hussein alayhis salam, Hazrat Abbas alayhis salam, and all the other sacred shrines of the martyrs of Karbala are located.
As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين.